Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 10th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, our good friends from Encourage will be with us. We'll talk with Kim Shields. She's bringing in a good friend, Kathy, from the Village of Port Edwards. We're going to talk about the Village of Port Edwards Monarch Village and the Monarch Arts in, Monarchs and Arts section over there. Looking forward to that. Right now, some of our favorite people, our gang, the gang from Family Natural Foods, is with us. We have Stephen and Katrina Hittner. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's great.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. We're
good.
Here on the radio.
I feel like I asked you a curveball question there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Do people ever tell you, James, that it's like it's miserable? It's
yeah,
miserable.
Right. Yeah. Just once. I would love to get it. Like, you know what, man? It's been a bad day.
And then
it's been...
the whole radio segment is going to be about like coaching and just like life. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, we should be a little more real, but I can't. I mean, all in all, I'm having a great
You're
day.
The
sun's
real.
Out. I'm being
yeah.
real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are always in good spirits coming in here. We appreciate that. And we appreciate being able to talk to you about what's going on in the store. Family Natural Foods and an establishment in this area. And one of the things that we love talking about with you guys is what's happening over there. Mm-hmm. I know that there is always something going on, so let's dive right into that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things going on. I'm going to do a little reversal of what I was going to do on here.
Oh,
and that's
like going
to, just to switch it up.
Audible. Call it audible.
Because we talked about how warm and sunny it is. This is a nice reminder that it's sun and bug season. So that's just a good time to start protecting your skin, right?
Yep.
So get that sunscreen. Usually buy it once, and you're good for the whole season. It lasts you.
Maybe a couple seasons, if you're a vampire like me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take him anywhere, seriously.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
But the sunscreen we have is a really great company named It's a Badger. Its name is Badger. You'd think it'd be from the state of Wisconsin. It's not, but it's still a great sunscreen.
I think it's Vermont. It's a family-owned company. Mm-hmm. I met the two sisters who own it. Now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was started by their dad. Lovely people, and they've always been dedicated to making the cleanest, safest products. A lot of people like, you know, especially with people with young kids or people that, you know, have skin that they want to protect, which we all do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go on the Environmental Working Group website to look at different sunscreen brands and their effectiveness and their safety and their quality of ingredients. And Badger's always ranked at the top, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, we've kind of just slimmed down to just basically Badger sunscreens. We used to sell this brand and that brand. We try new brands out, and you know, they're oftentimes are good brands too, but the tried and true is hard to beat. And Badger keeps improving too. You know, it used to be the natural sunscreens would be really hard to rub in. They'd be real white. These ones, you know, you just kind of like rub your hand twice, you know, like a Can you get that on the radio?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah. And, like, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
I like to give people an auditory reference.
It's great.
Here.
It's good.
And it's rubbed in. You're not a white ghost or a vampire like me, I guess.
Yeah, and they have, like, babies and kids and then adult or sports. So if you're going to be, like, active more and you might be sweating or you're going to be swimming.
Yep.
We've got all those options. So, you know, come check it out. And when you're doing that, come check out the bug spray, because hopefully we're not going to have a lot of bugs like last year. That was really nice.
It was, yeah.
Really nice. But
it came around in the fall. It was weird.
It might be they might be back with vengeance, you know? So who knows?
I've gotten a couple of mosquito bites. Yeah.
And we have a couple different companies. Some favorites are the Buzz Away, which is just good for, you know, anybody in your home.
To buzz away your friends and
right.
Yeah,
does that work on people, pests?
Steven,
anyone in your home even works on vampires. I can attest to it right now.
But one of our other companies we like is Nantucket Spider. That's the name of it.
Great
but
name.
There's one, it is really good. There's one that is for dogs, and people love seeing that it's dog friendly because there's essential oils. A lot of them are great for pets, but a lot of them aren't great for pets, and it's hard to know. And this is one that, you know, obviously they've done the research for us. We don't have to do that. And it, we should.
Yeah, right on the front it says targets to repel fleas, mosquitoes, ticks, and flies. So that's pretty much everything. Apparently not brothers and sisters.
They're not as good at that.
No, but I guess I was overselling it, I think, with that.
Okay, I'm going to have James do the smell test of it. So different essential oils.
Ooh.
You're going to pick up like peppermints, maybe some citronellas in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells good, actually.
So your furry friend would smell like that if you're cool with that.
Very cool. Very cool with that. Okay. That's awesome.
My dog always ends up getting far more ticks than I do. Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to have something for your dog. I was outside yesterday, and I actually had a tick crawling on my pants, and I was like, okay, I think... And maybe that was the second one I've seen this season. We had that like kind of early spring.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I got one or two of those mosquito bites. And then it cooled down, and now they're coming back again. So, yeah, be careful with the ticks. And I think Katrina also brought this is a great one, too. Mm-hmm. If you do have a tick that's latched on, is sucking your blood like a vampire, I can relate.
Mm-hmm. It's a theme today.
How long
everyone
am I going to go with this vampire?
Yeah, I like
can't
it.
Wait to see
keep
the
going.
End, how
keep
he
going.
Finishes.
James is a method actor.
Yes,
so he's encouraging.
I'm loving it. I'm loving
it. Yeah. So anyways, the kit, the idea of the kit is you could have one tick or multiple ticks from you. So let's say you go on a long hike and you pull off a bunch of ticks and you're like a little paranoid like I am that you might get Lyme disease. You can do it the old fashioned way where you go to the doctor and have them do the test on you and find out that, you know, depending on who you talk to, the test is sort of more or less accurate. There's some different thoughts on that, but there's a very comprehensive test. The accuracy, like it says on the front, you're 99.9% accuracy on this tick test. So what you do is sort of the reverse. You send the ticks in this kit. You send this kit out. Mm-hmm. You just take the ticks. You put them in a bag. You send the kit out.
Everything's in here that you'll need,
even
the
postage.
Tweezers and the postage.
Everything. It's all taken care of.
Really
and
easy.
You send the ticks to this lab, and within a couple of days they've tested them and they send you the results and they say this tick had Lyme's or this tick didn't have Lyme's.
Mm-hmm.
Now from there you don't know for sure if you got Lyme's or not, but you know it gives you a good idea if you're starting to feel
some
heads symptoms
up. Gives you a head start on
if you're
it.
Starting to feel some symptoms, you know, you could call your doctor and say, hey, I had taken a tick off me. That tick had Lyme disease and I'm feeling some symptoms. I need to get on you know, whatever the protocol is.
Also, I just had a lady who did this the other day. So she got bit by a tick, and I'm like, well, do you still have it? She's like, yep. So she did this whole thing. It only took a couple days, and she got her results, and it came back. So it came back that it tells you the kind of tick. So this was a deer tick in her case. It also tells you the approximate time of how long it was maybe latched on because of how much blood is inside of it. So it said in there that it was latched for about 7 hours. And she said, she called her doctor, told him this, and they said, let's just get you an antibiotic right away. That's what they chose to do with that.
They just called it in.
She
didn't have to go
into
the clinic.
Because she's like, look, this is what I did. Now, of course, every doctor might handle that differently. But I've done this before and sent things in, and it will tell me, like, you know, no, there's no Lyme's disease present. Mm-hmm. Or then it just makes me feel good, like, okay, I'm good.
It's such a debilitating and complex disease and increasingly common with the amount of ticks that are out there and the percentage of the ticks carrying this and other disease. They can also test for other things beyond Lyme disease, which is probably a question somebody has out there right now.
Well, interesting you say that, Stephen, because I had two notes going into the show today and everything that I was hoping we'd have a chance to touch on. Suntan lotion and ticks. So our chemistry is through the roof.
Yeah. We got
right here.
Not vampires.
Not vampires. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yeah, vampires.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's on the bottom.
It's on the bottom.
Okay,
the bottom.
Alphabetical. Got it.
We got two of them on the top then. That's good.
You got them all.
Got it all the way.
Two of the bigger articles that I have read in the last 6-7 months are both dealing with these subjects. One with the suntan lotion and the idea of people like my father and I got to start wearing suntan lotion. Mm. We've never burned. Yeah. We've always felt good about
Italian.
This. There are not a lot of advantages to being a male off. This is like it. It's like end of list. This and being able to reach things on tall shelves, like that's it. But even people like ourselves are being encouraged and being told, hey, you should put something on. And so my father and I late in life are doing like this thing where we're trying to help each other out, learning what suntan lotion is, like have no idea what we're doing at all. So that's something to keep in mind for people even that aren't traditionally using it. But the tick situation, there are predictions this year that could be through the roof, that we can could have a much more serious tick problem this season than we have in years past. I don't want to scare people. We're okay. We got places like Family Natural Foods. We got places that we can do to take care of our not only our little ones and ourselves, but our furry animals, our furry friends. Yep. I think it's interesting that there's almost a more of a concern with it affecting animals than humans, even though it's both are dangerous and both shouldn't be messed with.
Right. Yeah, take it seriously. Yeah. And you can use this kit for animals too. If you pulled, four or five ticks off your dog, send those off. You know, you can do it with whatever. It's a nice resource. They're not too expensive. What are they?
$19 or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot cheaper and convenient, more convenient than going to the doctor, which, you know, it still is a viable option. But I found this to be a really nice thing. Really, and it's nice for people to know this in the beginning of the season. Don't just, throw those ticks away or burn them or whatever. Yeah. Keep them. Even if you don't buy the kit today, you can just buy the kit anytime. But keep them in a Ziploc bag, maybe write whoever's name it is on that bag.
That's what I do.
Yep.
I say, put them on there.
Okay.
I put Juna, and then I put the date that she was bit, and I actually Ziploc it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Weird. Yes.
No,
I clear it out, everybody, at the end of the season. But,
that's good enough,
But it's okay, if there's any issues that we have, then I know, these are the ones that she was bit from. I can bring the test in or go to a doctor's appointment, and they can test it from there, too.
Yeah.
I know that another thing that we're excited about this time of year is gardening, seeds, all that. Yes. How's that going?
So
it's going quick.
It's going quick.
They always, there's always those early birds coming out. Even a month ago, we were selling a lot of garden seeds. Mm-hmm. But if you want potatoes, if you want seed potatoes to plant, I would come in this week.
Mm-hmm. I'd say within 2 weeks, we'll probably be out of the seed potatoes.
Yeah, the selection's going to be, right now you have a full selection.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any extra bags. There's no gunny sacks, 50 pounds of seed potatoes sitting around. So I think by next week, there'll still be seed potatoes, but you're going to not maybe get your top choice, depending on what it is. And onion sets are going to be similar. I think we might have 2 weeks on onion sets. Those tend to go pretty quick, too. Mm. Onion plants already sold out.
But we have lots of different garden seeds. So, you're looking for peas or you're looking for beans. We have that. We have some herbs.
Lettuce.
A few flowers.
Yep.
We have plenty of those. But like Steven's saying, if you want your potatoes, come in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
Yeah, and but we're doing a lot of seeds. I think Judith's probably in the back of the store right now.
She's getting us ready.
Getting us stocked up.
Thank you.
I said, we're going to the radio, Judith. Prepare yourself. She's just double speeded, I think.
I can imagine that you guys get an influx after these interviews, so that's probably a good heads up to her.
Yeah. That in the weekends,
So
right now is a little bit of double duty. It's like she was doing some a couple days ago, but still catching up from the weekend, and then you got on the radio. So it'll be fun. We love garden seeds. It's important for people to plant their own gardens. And, cultivate stuff.
You guys are such a mainstay when it comes to that, too. People that got their seeds there last year come back this year, et cetera, et cetera. So,
I love it. Yeah. Mm. We see faces, like our parents' age or, even older.
Grandparents'
age almost, coming in, planting, and they're still planting those gardens. They're sometimes the folks planting the biggest garden still. And I'm you guys are champs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're out there doing hard work.
Yep.
And speaking of familiar faces, we're going to have a familiar face again at Family Natural Foods. We are going to have Terry Lemron with Terry Naturally. Mm-hmm. So all those awesome products. So, Curamin, Curamed Brain. Let's see what else we have. The Sue Control D. Like all these really great products for anything, right? Your inflammation, your heart health, all of those. He himself, the man
Terry,
himself,
the icon,
he's coming to Family Natural Foods.
That's
it's going to
cool.
be on May 24th at 5:15. It's a Wednesday. It's just a couple weeks away. We're so
right
close.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
Which is exciting to have him come again. And
yeah, real innovator. What, 50 years?
50 years of experience.
50 years, working in wellness and the natural health field and a true innovator. I mean,
he's an icon.
He's still traveling the world. He's in his 80s. He's still traveling the world, finding new products. There's actually a new one. I won't talk about it too much because it's kind of like a surprise in a way.
He's gonna
talk about it for sure. But it's from the Mediterranean, and I think this is gonna be one of Terry's new big things. I've never heard of it from any other company. It's probably the first one in the U.S.
What's it called?
It's Greek mountain tea.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
I'm guessing
That's a good tease.
Yeah, it's in capsules. So you don't, you know, if you're not a tea drinker. But I'm guessing it's probably been, you know, drank in the Mediterranean. Maybe it's part of that, you know, secret to the Mediterranean lifestyle that, you know, everyone.
You've heard about it for years.
Yeah, we all like to replicate that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Terry's really going to get into this. I'm assuming it's just an example of like how innovative he is. He's come out probably with two or three new products just this year. And he's doing that every year. You know, there's, he's finding stuff that we don't know about, and he's done this for years. He, you know, like people have heard of St. John's Wort or glucosamine, glucosamine chondroitin. Those are things you can buy at the dollar store practically nowadays. But he was the guy who first brought it to the U.S. He saw the research, he saw the science on it, and oftentimes, like in glucosamine's case, or St. John's, where he saw the research in Europe, and he said, hey, doctors are prescribing this in Europe, but this is natural medicine. We can sell this on the shelves, and we can, you know, we can get people, you know, relief from their arthritis with this glucosamine, or, you know, relief from, you know, depression. That's what the science was showing him in Europe, and, you know, it's still being used in Europe, oftentimes by doctors. And you know, increasingly by doctors in America, too.
I love one of the proofs of Terry's work, his legacy, is Terry. Like, Terry himself. You mentioned before, we mentioned him on the air before and such, that at his age, to be doing what he's doing and stuff, you're not doing that if you're not living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a perfect, example or you
healthy
know,
lifestyle.
Mascot almost of his legacy. And just him himself, even.
And I would say, like the fact that he can keep doing this because he's so healthy, that's certainly... You gotta like whenever I meet somebody who's in their, you know, 80s, 90s, you know, upper 90s, I'm always like, what's your secret? And we've literally got a guy who spent his whole life figuring out what the secret is.
For all of us, sharing that information.
How does he travel around the world? Like, he goes to India. You know, he's not going, like, it's not like a Caribbean cruise.
Right, which is fine.
We all love that kind of thing. But yeah, he goes to, like, you know, European countries, he's traveling, you know, these long flights, exhausting. I mean, this stuff, like, I just read about what he's doing, and I'm like, I'm a little bit tired reading it. He's doing it, you know, in his 80s. So, yeah, I think there's something to be learned from Terry. Just a couple things, perhaps. And I'm eager to hear it myself.
When I was a kid, my nana, I loved cooking with her, and she knew I liked cooking. And she used to tease me, Jimmy, you're going to have to put on weight. Nobody wants to eat from a thin cook. Like, the idea that I don't eat my own food, or my own food doesn't fill me up, so who's going to eat my food kind of thing. Terry, like, I'm not to be mean to myself, but he has a body like me or something like that or whatever or anything like that. I don't know if I'm listening as much. I'm like, oh, hey, man, this guy doesn't seem to be taking his own products or anything. You see Terry, you hear Terry talk, you any of these things, whether you're able to be at these or not, you will get a guy like you see right a perfect example of, oh, this is a guy who believes in what he's talking about, takes what he's saying. You're not living this long and doing what he's doing without taking these, these great things for your body.
Absolutely.
And I think it's also his passion, because he retired once, and the next day he regretted it. I think he might tell this story when he comes. He said he sat in his car and he cried. You know, which is really moving, because he just regretted it. And then he started the second company, and I don't think he's doing it because he certainly isn't doing it because he needs the money.
Right.
You know, he's doing this because he wants to help people, and he's passionate to help people, just like he's been for the last 50 years. So I think it's going to be great. It's wonderful we can do this as a free event. We're partnering with the First Baptist
Church? First Baptist Church, which is right behind us. Actually, the address is very similar to it.
Yeah.
It's 910 McKinley. So it's the street right behind us. It's a beautiful church with the gold top. Yeah. Everybody knows it. It's beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah, such it's a historical pretty building. Yeah. It's really great that, you know, we've used it the last two times we were there. You know, the seats are a lot more comfortable than any seats we have at our store. And we've had, you know, over 100 people at some of these previous events. And we, you know, the church can do that. So we're also going to be really excited to have folks come in and talk to Terry after the event in the store.
Yeah, we'll do like a meet and greet afterwards. And greet. So Terry will talk, and then we'll walk over, or you can repark over by the store. you can park at the store or by the church or on the, like the city parking, you know, just on
the streets. Yeah.
But afterwards, we're going to have Terry come and we're going to kind of do like a meet and greet. And we'll also be sampling meat from our friends Prairie Pastured Beef, which have amazing grass-fed organic.
Something we couldn't do at the church because, you know, they're fine with water at the church if you want to bring a bottle of water, but they don't want any food or, you know, you gotta understand these places.
Yeah.
So we're bringing folks back. We were just talking to Prairie Pastured Beef this morning. Mm-hmm. Carl, talk about another innovator.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take university classes. You heard more about this. Like this
culinary classes on like the cuts of meat so he can really communicate to his customers how the cuts are and how learning about seasoning so he can really come up with his new seasonings and flavors.
He's always been an innovator and passionate about what he does.
Sounds like it.
So we got two innovator passionate people about what they do. Mm-hmm. Bringing their products to our store on what day is it?
It's going to be May 24th at 5:15, and then come after the store, which we didn't even talk about yet, and that is after the presentation. So this is not before. This is only after the presentation. There'll be an extra sale that night that we have. And then...
Yeah, we can't really say the number because they won't allow us to.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of things where they're like, yeah, you guys could do that, but you can't say anything about it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's not fun.
But that just tells you it's good.
Teaser,
it's good, though.
It's,
you know?
It's certainly, I think I could say it's our best sale we've ever done on Terry products.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Certainly for all, you know, to have everything of his on that sale is going to be amazing.
And then if you can't make it, or, you know, it's a bummer you can't make it. We hope you can. We really do. But the day after that, we're going to have the day after until the end of June, we're going to have the whole line of Terry Natural on sale. Yeah. So
that'll be 20% off. I can say that.
Still going to be a great sale, and it'll be wonderful. You can catch it through that whole month, or let's say you go to the presentation, you decide, oh, well, maybe I'll just get that later. But you definitely, if you like Terry stuff, you like Terry products, if you want, you should, one, want to meet the man and learn from him, but two, catch that sale that is only going to happen that night after the presentation.
Yeah, try a new product like this Greek Mountain Tea, maybe. And then if you like it, you can come back and get more while it's still on sale in June. So it's, we're really excited. What is the date again?
May 24th at 5:15.
Fantastic.
I think that's a Wednesday, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. It's going to be a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday before the holiday weekend. Started out healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It ended healthy, too. That'd be nice.
Before we let you guys go and Stephen and I communicate about tonight's watching of Interview with a Vampire.
Yes.
Which midnight? Were we saying midnight or one?
I thought this was an interview.
It was an interview with a vampire. It is. Nicely done. What did we? I know we wanted to wrap up on something new that we're going to tell the audience about.
We could just give a quick teaser.
There's a new company we brought in called
Wild Theory.
Wild Theory, and the specific products are Strata. It's a Wisconsin-based company, Wisconsin-growing hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And hemp and CBD have become, you know, kind of everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
But there's still some innovations happening, and some people who maybe didn't get results before may get results, may get better results, or may get results if they never got results with this, because it's a pretty high strength. So it's a 25 milligram CBD product with a 2.5 THC,
mm-hmm.
and it's that synergy between those two things that really makes it more effective. We have a lot of folks who are using this for, you know, chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
Sleep, stress. Mm-hmm. And it works really great. I mean, Jamie was here a while back talking about how when she goes downhill skiing, her knees feel like razor blades in a gravel pit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, she's told this story so many times, it's like in my head, it's it's like both like a little horrific and amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
But she said, like, if she takes this product, she can ski, you know, the whole day. Mm. If she doesn't, she's off the slopes in an hour or two.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been tested out with people, you know, with chronic, you know, in her case, knee pain.
It's such a game changer this can do for people, what it can do with especially when I think of our senior population, a lot of the aches and pains, a lot of the troubles that they deal with, and they just kind of, like a lot of us, I just got to walk it off, or I'll just, this is just life now and I got to deal with it. No, it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. You can have help. You can have, and it is some of the more beneficial ways of being able to help yourself as well without having to use a traditional aspirin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
and this is on sale this month, mm-hmm. so come in, you know, for the month of May.
It's also organic Wisconsin grown hemp product mm-hmm. that is in there. So it's
very good quality.
It's really good quality at Wild Theories out of Madison. So they're doing all the right things. And so check it out. Definitely. It's helped a lot of people.
You know, with any of these products, if you're uncertain about something, ask questions.
Yeah, that,
you know, that's very okay. In fact, you guys like that stuff. You want people to ask questions and everything.
Yeah.
So please feel free to do that. And you can do that in person, on the phone, any way you like. They've got a great Facebook and Instagram pages. There are tons of ways to connect with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Guys, thanks a lot for the time. Always love hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Stephen, I'll see you at midnight, 1 o'clock?
Once the sun's down.
Yeah, we got to wait for the sun. Yeah. It's summer now. We got to wait longer.
It's longer,
People don't understand how hard that is on vampires. You know, they just don't. How Katrina puts up with that. I don't know. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with Katrina. Good to see you, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods. They're open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call if you'd like at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Also, bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com. Stop on over to their Facebook page and Instagram pages and like those pages. Keep up to date on all the great things going on at Family Natural Foods. Take a break and we'll come back with more Morning Magazine here at WFHR.